You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One people got shot, 14 of them died. I mean, that's major tolls. In Buffalo, we had fatalities, and they had a fatality I don't know what to call it. I'm just calling it Seattle because it's still Seattle. They can call it anything they want, but they don't own it. They have no property to it, no deed, nothing. They're just squatters. And now there was a murder. Over the weekend, a young guy graduated from high school one day. The next day, he was dead. I think he was 19 years old, something like that. And they wouldn't let the police in to investigate. That's enough. It's enough. It's not the summer of love. It's not Woodstock. It's a hostile takeover in which you're aiding and abetting a murderer by protecting him. I assume it's a him. Most of them are. You're not allowed to do that. And I think it's time to give up the guns, face whatever charges you have to face, let go of the innocent people, and get on with it. So what would you do if you were in charge of that? Also, Kaepernick says that Pat Tillman...
Brett Favre said it.
I'm sorry. Brett Favre said that Pat Tillman and Kaepernick were the same as far as on the hero scale. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Pat Tillman died of a friendly fire bullet. Kaepernick wasn't facing enemy fire. Verbally, maybe, but not literally. Okay, let's go to line one. Mike in Grand Island. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Mike. What's on your mind?
So, I think my father lost his mind. I don't know how he can make such a comparison to somebody who gave up a career of all that money to go and fight war. It's just unbelievable. If I'm Goodell, because number one, there's not going to be any blacks, no matter what they do, this year suspended because of the way they're pussyfooting around like this. Number two, don't play the national anthem. You know what? If I'm in the stands, I'm going to boo to as loud as I can boo. I mean...
Yeah, Goodell has encouraged players to protest. He actually uses the word encouraged and opens his arms so that he can be a part of it. And they're just total capitulation. And pretty soon, if you tackle a minority player, you'll be sent to the bench. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You're right. And as far as Seattle goes, I don't know about the people that are in that area, but if we all, I find everyone that had a weapon, and we take care of business. And we said we don't know what happened. You know, that would be.
We could send some of our elite people in there and clean that place out in 20 minutes. The key is that there are civilians in there that would have to be protected. They're there not of their own choice. They're there. They're being held hostage, basically.
How can you not send in, like they said, the FBI, the SWAT team, and everybody, and get this cleaned up once and for all? Like, there's no reason to tolerate this under our Constitution. None.
Because if they don't do this, you know there's going to be copycat after copycat. Remember what happened with the Wall Street sit-in. There were, 10 or 12 of them at once, just squatting in public squares, and then it dried up and they went away. This will dry up and go away too, I think. But it's going to take some care, some effort, maybe some force.
Yeah, and how much harm are they going to do to other people while they're there?
That's a good point. I mean, they're already kidnapped whoever doesn't want to be there. Those are kidnapping charges, and you got one set of murder charges waiting for them. They have to find out who did it and bring them to justice.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's see. Tony, give me a couple of yours. I don't have quite enough time to take another call.
Okay, Stone. This is regarding the Brett Favre comments on Kaepernick. Stoney says, the politics of division continues. Wouldn't it be great if we could enjoy sports again without the politics of division? Tillman factually gave his life to fight against America's enemies, not embrace our enemies. America's biggest enemies' threats agree with Kaepernick. Blame America first attitude. Sad. Tillman sacrificed and stood for what was, has, and will continue to be the best in America.
Well, that's true. And the fact is, he died a friendly fire. Accidents happen in the fog of war and training and things like that. To put those two in the same breath is amazing. Maybe Brett wasn't thinking clearly enough at the time, all right? Because I really like him as a quarterback. I'd like to like him as a person, too. But this kind of gets in the way of that, I think. Another one, Tony.
Christopher says, all of these so-called celebrities' opinions are meaningless. They feel that just because people praise what they do one day a week that they matter.
Yeah, because you can carry a football, you can block a football, you can do this or that, then and collect your paycheck of millions of dollars, you think you're king of the castle. I think the NFL is due for a surprise. They seem to think they can say or do anything, and I don't think that's the truth. We'll find out, I assume, before we know it. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
News. What was a peaceful demonstration which took a decided turn to the ugly.
More debris is being tossed at the police right now, who are maintaining control of the situation here.
Live. This is a situation that is becoming violent.
Protesters swarmed the car, jumped on it, started breaking windows, slashing tires.
As it happens.
I'm on justice's side. All I'm doing is my job.
The only station live, on air, when you need it most.
I decided it was time to lift the curtain.
News Radio 930 WBEN, WBEN.com.
You know, I can't get to the beach as much as I used to, and whenever I can't get out to the beach, then I don't have sand. But when I do go to the beach, there's a lot of sand that I have to get off of my fabulous sculpted body. Whenever I do have to do that, I want to make sure I have a good place to shower. And my Bathfitter expert team came to my home in the morning, and by dinner time, it was all finished. The next morning, it could be used. How about that? I have a completely custom shower. It looks great. It's easy to clean, and it's easy to use, and even easier to enjoy. Choose between a tub-to-shower conversion like mine, or get a Bathfitter installed right over your existing tub. Either way, you get 100% custom Bathfitter made for you. Give Bathfitter a call today. You won't have to wait very long for them to get to your bathroom. It'll be looking brand new, and then you'll have more time to spend on the beach. Call to book your free in-home consultation and get no interest until 2025 with payments as low as $89 a month. Call Bathfitter, 242-8999. Okay, let's see. We have the WBEN 7 First Alert forecast today, 85 and thunderstorms, 82 tomorrow with thunderstorms in the afternoon, 100%, by the way. And Wednesday, partly cloudy and 71. You say it's Chris Christopherson's birthday, Tony?
84 years old.
He's 84 and he can still get chicks.
Yeah, he can.
I'm telling you, it's something about, hey, why me, Lord? I'm
so does Keith you. Richards.
Keith Richards. You know, if you see early pictures of the Rolling Stones, Keith Richards was a good-looking guy. Something happened. You know, I think once he fell out of the palm tree and hit his head on a coconut. I think that was it.
It was funny because last night I listened to him explain what exactly happened and how he was getting down. And because his hands were wet, he slipped on the one branch and fell backwards, hitting his head.
Hasn't that happened to everybody? You slip on a wet coconut tree and fall down and hit your head. I mean, it's so common. It's amazing. My insurance even covers that. Let's go. A coconut to the noggin. Let's go to line one. That's Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Listen, Sandy, Mr. Favre saying that, come on. All right. So in the same breath we look at that, we can also look at what's going on. Why isn't the good old militia, some good old boys from northern Seattle in the bush running in there and letting these boys and girls have it? I'm telling you right now, again, federally, this should be taken care of. This is, if anybody thinks Trump's going to walk in this election and just walk away with it, they're sadly mistaken. If Brett Favre says something like that, and you got a people taking over a 3-square block area of Seattle and being police and police not being able to go in, when there's the Constitution of America and the president is doing nothing.
You know what? I don't understand. Why isn't martial law declared? I mean, here we have a takeover of a section of a city. We have the murder of a citizen. We have the kidnapping of another handful of citizens. Why in hell don't we go in there with martial law?
And nothing is happening. Where is Barr and his bus full of lawyers, just like Obama would have? And
yeah, remember in Ferguson, a bus full of lawyers they sent in. I think they found Salino. They're looking up Barnes as we speak. But I hear you. It's frustrating. And the president shouldn't say anymore, if you don't do it, we will, because it doesn't look like we will.
And you know the thing about it, when you have William Barr also being trashed every day, but then being able to say, that no, Obama and Biden are above the law. The Biden Five, the five Biden family members directly became rich through their D.C. connections. There is so much lawlessness and nothing is happening. I just want your listeners to know. Think about what I'm saying. All this happens with no recourse. 16 confirmed felonies from our lady friend, Hillary Clinton, nothing is happening.
Okay, hear you loud and clear, Pete. Thank you very much. Pete keeps us informed of where the fire should be lit. I'm just saying that. What do you think of martial law, Tony? If you don't use martial law now, when would you ever use it?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I'm going to agree with the strategy of not sending in any kind of armed personnel at this point for the simple reason of optics. President Trump knows that they're baiting him. They're waiting for him to send somebody in, and that's going to be used against him. I think waiting them out might be the right maneuver. There's no food coming in. I agree with many of our callers and people who have commented on Facebook or text that shut the power off, shut the Wi-Fi off. Yeah. They'll beg to come out sooner or later.
Or you know what? At first I said it just as a little shtick. But the more I think of it, send a tank in. Not to fire upon them, just to crush all the buildings. Just send the tank in, just for fun. Send the word out, please evacuate all buildings, stand outside. We're going to come in with a tank. Now, they may have a couple of rifles, but they have nothing that's going to touch a tank. I can tell you that. Just go in and just crush it to the ground. I think it'd be fun to watch. I think it might teach a lesson that, you know, you think you've got weaponry to fight us, not going to happen. But the press is just looking for that one picture. Remember, like the guy executing in Vietnam, the guy executing the civilian, boom, with a pistol on the side of the head. Those kinds of pictures, those iconic pictures, that's what they're looking for, to show the poor downtrodden house sitters. So all they wanted was a summer of love, and here's what they got, the end of a barrel of a gun. That's what they want. So you got to avoid that. You can do it any way you want as long as it's done properly. But I think dealing with a murderer and dealing with people who are holding others hostage, I think are serious things.
And don't forget reports of rape.
I'd not heard those, but I'll take your word on that. Okay, let's see. We have time? Yeah, let's go to Fred on line four. Fred in Albuquerque, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello, Fred.
The person that was on prior to me took a lot of what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's Pete. Pete always has a very high energy level.
Yep. More than I do. I mean, I
kind of balanced them out there. Yep.
I feel it, but I don't express it.
you're the strong, silent type, Abe.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. But they really, he's right. And you're right. They should send in a tank. What the hell? Break this up before it becomes worse. And at the same time, talk to Trump about getting rid of the state governor.
Yeah, if he has any authority to remove for dereliction of duty the governor or the mayor, he should use it. Because they, somebody said this morning on one of the television newscasts that citizens of the state can sue in civil court because they are not being protected by the police. The mayor is not allowing the police to go in there and protect those people, so she's up for a civil suit if they want to.
Yeah, and they should do it because she's done nothing. I think it's a she.
Yeah, it is a she. She's gone beyond doing nothing. She's doing something at the beginning. She filled out their list of demands for food and this and that. And this is what they want, and she gave it to them. Something like this, you kind of let it tighten around them till they get hungry or until they need their medicine. But they're gonna. Everybody's got something that they have to do or have to have, including them, and that's the best way to do it. Then they come out with their hands up, no shots are fired, and let the Justice Department take it from there.
No, I just don't. I really can't understand why it's become such a difficult situation.
I can tell you why. Because we've gotten to the point where everything in our lives is dictated by politics. This is political, too. As soon as it happened, it immediately, first the mayor, no, we're not going to do anything. Then the governor, he didn't even know about it when he was first asked. And the president saying, if you don't do it, we take care of it, we will. Talk is cheap, and he's been saying it. I'd like to see him do something about it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Let's see. Tony, I think you got time for one of yours, one of your Facebooks.
Yeah, I think we do. Let's see. George says, Tillman was a true American patriot, giving up his NFL career to serve the country, which cost him his life. To compare someone like Kaepernick to him is ludicrous.
It really is. When Tillman put the uniform on, he knew that he could be not coming home. I mean, that's just a thought you have to have. That never occurred to Kaepernick. Let's not pretend he's any kind of hero, because he's not. There are other ways to do what he did, but he hijacked the game of football. And there are other people in there. Oh, yeah, count me in, too. You know why? Because they know that a dime is never going to be taken out of their paycheck, out of their huge paycheck. They know they're going to be interviewed by the local news. They know that the owners are going to bend over and kiss their kumbaya. And that's the way it's going to be. They know that. What's important to the owners? The bottom line. That's what's important to the owners. If they have a league made up of mostly minorities, which they do, they know that they got to be on the right side of them, or could be a problem. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Okay, we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I got a lot of calls today, a lot of texts, a lot of Facebook, a lot. And let's go to Mary on line three. Mary in Lancaster, you're on WBEN. Hello, Mary. Is Mary gone, Tone?
Nope, she's not there. Hang on, let me get directions from Lucas.
Okay, she usually hangs on, so.
Okay, Mary's gone.
She's probably gone to church. I bet it's a 12 o'clock mass, and it's 11:37 right now. Let's go to Ann in Buffalo, one of our faves. Ann, you're on WBEN on line two.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks for holding on, Ann. What's on your mind today?
You know, I remember when Don Trump was saying he was going to send whatever he was going to send to Seattle. This same governor pumped his chest, him and his cohort and his mayor. He can't tell us how to run our city. We're going to run it the way we want to run it. Okay, you going to run it the way you want to run it? Run it the way you want to run it. I'm not saying you're a dime, and you let whatever happens, happen. So you fix it.
Good. I like that. I wish you were dealing with that, the mayor or the governor.
I remember when all in the Democrats, all of them was talking about Donald Trump. I wouldn't do nothing for them. See, because there's a thing about with the police. We have good people, then we have bad people. All over the world, I don't care what day is, what color, what whatever, we have them. And I tell you something else. As far as the police is concerned, let me put this in here. I wouldn't go to them. All these different folks, they'd be hugging and running and talking about the police and the police that, please, and something went no sooner than somebody tried to break in their house, or no sooner somebody flagged their backside, then they called the police. If I was the police, I wouldn't go to talk to or see about them either. You don't want us. You trying to do everything to us to hurt us. Deal with it yourself. Now, Black Lives Matter. I have an issue with Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
My point is, so many things that they are standing for, it sounds good. But everything sounds good to you, it's not always good for you. Now, there is one thing, the issue that I have with them, like that gentleman said, and I said this last week on your show, he was exactly right. I don't care how many black folks die. I don't care how many black men, women, they shoot. Black Lives Matter does not go and protest and do nothing concerning black folks. Now, I guess they think black folks are supposed to die. Everybody that's died, white people and the police, is not killing them. It is us. They're killing off each other. Black Lives, they're trying to endorse, but they made it Joe Biden. and Joe Biden was a regular KKK. He loved the KKK because he was in love with Bernie. So, I mean, you know, how in God's name? I want somebody to please call your show and tell me, because I want to know this.
Well, good. You're giving knowledge and you want to absorb more. Yeah, I wonder if Black Lives Matter ever show up in Chicago, where over the weekend there were 101 shootings and 14 deaths.
I've never heard them going anywhere doing anything like this. And my thing is, I want to know why is that. How can you endorse? How can you love or hang around or do whatever with the Democrats? And you know, I don't guess they do know history. I tell my friends, I tell my association all the time, it's the difference between being born in Alabama and living in Alabama, living through all the heartaches and the pains and all that kind of stuff. You have to be there to know it. I'm 72 years old, and I'm old enough, or I was old enough to know how the Democrats walk lock, stock, and barrel with the KKK.
Okay. Yeah, they do. They do have that history, especially with Robert Byrd, who was a Grand Kleagle, if I'm not mistaken. Thank you, Ann. I love the fire. Good. Nice call today, Ann. Appreciate it. Let me see. How about Bill in Eden on line one? Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, and congratulations on the good news. I'm glad to hear your good medical news from last week.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I saw an article in the New York Post a couple of days ago on June 20th by Andy Ngo. He's that journalist, and he's got a Twitter presence. He was, like, attacked by Antifa in Portland, Oregon, you might remember. He got, like, a milkshake with whatever hard substance thrown at him.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Gave him the brain bleed. Well, he wrote this article for the New York Post called My Terrifying Five-Day Stay Inside Seattle's Cop-Free Chaz. I'm thinking you should probably name it instead of Chaz. Maybe they should call it Chaos, because it could stand for Capitol Hill Against Our Society or Capitol Hill All-Out Socialism.
Very clever, very good.
Yeah, but he wrote this. He said, like, mass protesters stole city property, including barricades, fencing, and more, and they made barriers that are their official checkpoints in and out of this area. And then they were later fortified with additional layers of security, more blockades, and 24-hour guards. A large team of volunteers assembled to designate themselves security for this area. And he says, many of them wear patches signaling they're part of the Puget Sound John Brown Gun Club. That's a far-left militia-type organization. So despite the group's link to violent extremism, its armed members were celebrating that they're protecting the people in this area.
Oh, yeah, right.
The head of the security is a short female named Creature. She and the rest of her team communicate with walkie-talkie devices and earpieces. Some of them openly carry rifles, handguns, batons, or knives. And then the last thing he said is their operating base is in the open-air eating section of the Rancho Bravo Tacos Mexican restaurant. And they've got signs there with big letters that say no photos and no videos. He was only able to get in because he disguised himself and wore a lot of that totally black outfit that the Antifa people have. So he said he got a welcome from them. No one recognized who he was. So
wow.
To answer your question, I think maybe we could borrow from Hillary's playbook and do some good old public shaming of those officials that are in charge of Washington, D.C. Take legal action against the mayor, let the president do that, and maybe he could, like, rescue somehow, you know, give the opportunity for people that are in there and don't want to be in there to get out. And then,
well, here's what I don't understand. The mayor and the governor both took the oath of office that they took an oath to obey the existing laws and to support the Constitution. This is against the law by a long shot, and they're not doing anything. I wonder why they can't be held in contempt for lack of doing what they said they were going to do, what they took an oath to do. I think it's about time we got back to some of the fundamentals. It'll end up with some money given to a charity. The death one won't. That can't.
Yeah.
But the other ones, it'll be a slap on the wrist for something. We got to get serious in this country about law and order. It's time to do it now. Thank you for the call. Thank you very much. We'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, the WBEN 7 First Alert forecast for today, 83 degrees and thunderstorms. And for tomorrow, 82 with thunderstorms in the afternoon, 100% chance of rain. And Wednesday, partly cloudy and 71. Let us go to line 3, which would be Stu in Buffalo. Stu, you're on WBEN.
Hello, Sandy. How are you today?
I'm fine. Now that you're aboard there, Stu, what do you got for us today?
Well, over the weekend, I was watching listening to a man on the street interview with some of the leaders of the Chaz Chop Chumps, whatever they're called.
Chumps, I like that. Yeah.
As one of your other callers was saying, the leader is I think she's a 20-something young woman. She claimed that she was stolen from Africa and brought. And I thought, okay. Wow, she must be like hundreds of years old to be there. So she's a little bit deranged there. Anytime he asked her a question about where does she think this movement's going to go, how is it going to end, she always answered with, well, that's a question that can't be answered. Well, it certainly is. If you pick up a history book and look at the French Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, it always ends with like the death of a lot of innocent people.
Sure. And if she claims she was stolen from Africa, I would ask if she would like to be returned. And if so, be our guest. We don't want anybody stolen and having to be here if they don't want to be here.
Right, right. But, and then so he moved on and he went to talk to someone else about Kaepernick. And he was asking this gentleman, he says, should the NFL do something about Kaepernick? Should they hire him back? And he said, oh, absolutely, certainly. They should hire him back right away. He said, well, let's get a little closer. Should the Seahawks hire Kaepernick? Absolutely. The Seahawks should hire Kaepernick. He goes, really? Should Russell Wilson sit down while Kaepernick plays? And he said, no way. Oh, no way. You ask the right question, you get the honest answer.
See if Russell Wilson will change places with him. I don't think so.
He might. He might.
He's a cool guy, sure.
But,
all right. Well, thank you. That's very interesting. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jerry in Gettysville. Jerry on line 4. Jerry, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, it reminds me of when Yasser Arafat took over, I think it was Rachel's tomb, and the Israelis, they didn't feed them like they're doing here in Seattle, but it's similar. They just should starve them out. Some of these people, they'll go on to professor positions at universities and like Angela Davis and all that kind of business. And I'm just so sick of it, Sandy. I'm kind of like your friend Don, I see a summer day. I love the way Don says, hello, everybody. But he's rock solid. There's no doubt. I get, I'm looking at fireflies at night, and then I got to see this, malarkey with these people. And I wish, as far as the NFL, the last time they couldn't take a knee it was up to the owners and the teams to do as they would, and Jerry Jones took a stand against it. But this time, I'm not going to blame Roger Goodell, because the owners, I think, agreed that it's okay with them unanimously.
Yeah, the owners, I have to hand it to Kim Pegula. Kim Pegula, who she and her husband owned the Sabres and the Bills, says she will be standing during any national anthem because of her history of coming to this country and becoming a citizen and being proud of it. So I say congratulations to Kim Pegula.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And I think Favre, I think he choked a lot. I think he was more hyped than anything else. And it turns out now that he's a pea brain, and Last thing I want to say, and thanks, is kind of, you know, that launch to the space station, I'm thinking, you know, some of these people that don't appreciate our country, way of life and everything, you know, maybe you set up a colony in the moon.
Boy, that'd be an expensive reparation, I can tell you. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, Tony, did you know that Kim Pegula said that she will stand during the national anthem and honor it because of her history? She and her parents, too, came to this country and became citizens and are proud of it. I have to pat them on the back for that.
I'm happy that she said that. I did not hear that comment, and that quite frankly, that's quite refreshing.
Yeah, it really is. Let's go to Alan in Lockport. Alan, you're on WBEN.
To talk to the crew here, especially an honor to listen to Ann from Buffalo to follow her. So, as you all know, I'm a veteran, and I'm going to speak quick because I know time's limited. Before you deploy, you go to a range. It's called a gunnery range, where you drive through and you have to shoot multiple targets at multiple distances. You might drive through, you see a 100-meter target, you have to engage there. You might drive through, you hit a 500-meter target. However, there's a one scenario where multiple targets get up. And as a leader, you have to choose and call out the targets and name them. Now, you need to use common sense. What target is the biggest threat? It's the closest one. It can do the most damage. That 25-meter, that 50-meter, that 100-meter, that's the biggest threat to you and your men. So what's the biggest threat to black men out there right now?
I don't know. What?
It's not police. It's black-on-black crime.
Oh, yeah, black-on-black crime always leads. Every chart, yeah.
I watched it over the weekend, Sandy. Their biggest threat is themselves.
Well, look at, I mentioned it several times. Look, this past weekend, 101 people shot in Chicago, 14 dead. And I guarantee if you do a little homework, you'll see that most of them are minorities.
And it's outrageous. You know, their website says the biggest threat to LGBTQ black community is cops. So they're not even being serious. It's themselves, black on black crime. If they're not going to take themselves seriously, I'm not going to give them the time of day.
I hear you loud and clear. Hey, thanks for the call, and thank you for wearing the uniform. We really appreciate it.
What I don't understand, Sandy, is why is it that the money that Black Lives Matter raises all going to Democrats?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, you see, okay, what party is the mayor of Seattle from?
Democrat.
How about the governor?
Democrat.
Yeah, they're all Democrats. And all of the firestorms around the country... you know, I never paid much attention to the mayors, and maybe a little bit more attention to the governors. I think we got to pay attention now when we go to our own. We go to our own, of course. Every state is individual. But the bottom line is pay more attention unless that's what you want. If that's what you want, you're getting it. But that isn't what I want, I can tell you. And I don't think that's what the United States wants. And if you are really protesting the country and you don't like what it is, I'm saying you don't have to, but I'm just curious as to why, if it was something I didn't like, I'd change it. And I wouldn't change it that way, but at the point of a gun, I would just change it economically, change it intellectually. There's different ways to do things, but the bottom line is I wouldn't just sit there and bitch about it. I'd do something about it. And that's basically what the president's waiting him out. Meanwhile, I don't know if she did it more than once, but at the beginning of this protest, the mayor actually of Seattle actually filled the to-do list for the rebels. She actually filled it, handed it back. No, you can't do that. Shut off the power, shut off the water, shut off the electricity, shut off the Wi-Fi, shut it all off, shut it down, and start from scratch. Start by having a bonfire, maybe, and burn yourself out of the place. You know, smoke, yeah, too much smoke, got to move down the street. Gotcha. All right, that about wraps it up for Beach & Company. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Live from the Aesthetic Associates Center studios, we're open. And this is the station that never closes.
It's been a long, painful period, but we start to reopen.
Your official station for reopening in Western New York. News Radio 930 WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.